Welcome back to All the Buzz. It's your host, Sydney Sadick, and I am so excited for you guys to listen to my second interview on the podcast with the one and only Real Housewives of New Jersey star, Margaret Josephs. I've known Marge for years. I have been on her podcast. We had the same agent at one point in both of our careers, and she is just such a go-getter. She has so many businesses. She is definitely like the number one, I feel like, most talked about Real Housewives of New Jersey star of the moment, and she just tells it how it is. I learn something from her every single time we talk. She is my blonde, like, soul sister from another mister. We both don't drink. I don't know. We've just always gotten along, so I could not be more excited to have her be our second guest on the show. And there is so much to discuss. We are just off the heels of our Memorial Day issue of Spotlight. I cannot believe that the summer season is officially here. It's getting hot in New York, hot in the Hamptons, and I'm sure in a lot of other parts of the country. And we are just so excited about all the buzz. We love hearing what you think. So make sure to message me and my team at Spotlight with questions or suggestions for solo episodes as well as interviews. We love to hear, we love to learn, and we are here to entertain and inform and inspire you. So without further ado, you guys, please enjoy my conversation with Marge. A new season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey just started, so who better to have join us than entrepreneur and Real Housewives of New Jersey star, Margaret Josephs. You have to obviously start off with how people know you.
Yes.
And that's by being a star of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. You've been on the show for nearly 10 years. How are you feeling as this new season is airing?
Yes. Well, you know, it's funny because this season was a very different season. A lot of us aren't getting along, not speaking. The cast is very divided. So it was very interesting to film this way. But I think we formed some new bonds. So I'm actually feeling good about it. I think when you finally cut toxicity out of your life and you realize, like, I don't want to be around this person, I think it's very refreshing. So I think people are going to really enjoy the season. But, you know, it's we'll see what people think. But I love it.
You've been getting picked up a lot in the last week about things that you've been talking about, your relationship with Teresa and Jackie and Jen. Like, how do you deal with that when something that you've experienced on camera like months ago is then
almost
happening?
Almost a year ago, actually. Almost.
Right. You're reliving this now a year later. How do you deal with that?
I know. You know, it's very interesting because people are like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that. I was like, it's not so earth shattering that this is coming out. But I think people are just in such shock because they're like, how is this possible? People are filming together. They're not really speaking. People loved Jackie and I, that we were so close, such good friends. They can't understand how this, the demise of this relationship. But like I had said, Jackie and I were very close. I really did love her, but she obviously didn't feel the same about me. And my relationship with her was very authentic, but hers was not with me, clearly.
And you still are not speaking with her?
No, I'm not. And I think she did a lot of things, unfortunately, for relevancy. I think fame changes certain people. I got on the show when I was much older. I was 49 when I had gotten on the show. My life was established. My business career was established. I didn't have anything to prove. I wasn't as insecure. And I think she really needed to dig her heels in and feel relevant.
Could you ever see yourself overcoming this hurdle with her?
She really showed her colors, and she has done some things that are really offensive. I'm not going to say I'm never going to be cordial to her because I did have a real love for her. It would take a lot of work on her part to really turn things around, but I don't know if I could ever trust her again.
Who do you trust the most on this cast right now?
I'm close with a lot of the women. I would say Dolores, Melissa, obviously, we're very close. Rachel Fuda, very close. People are seeing it play out with Jen Fessler that, you know, we're not good. She's in the middle, but I adore Jen Fessler as well.
Yeah. I think it's really unbelievable when you look back at 8 years of you being on this show and just all the different, you know, things that have just taken place over this time. Take us back to the very beginning. How did you originally land on The Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Well, it is very funny because Amy Rosenblum, our agent, was always, when she had met me, she's like, who's this girl in pigtails? She needs to be on a reality show. Yeah. And we never thought of Housewives. She was like, you're going to get your own show. I was going to get Pigtails and Power Tools with Joe because I had my own business. And Housewives approached me to do season 6. I was like, absolutely not. This is not for me. It was, you know, I saw it was a family show. It seemed negative, which, you know, it could be on occasion. I did not want to do it. And I had gotten it in season 6. I still interviewed for it. I said, oh, you know, let me just see. And I did not want to do it, and I declined. Come back. By the time season 8 came, I never got my own show. It was not going to happen. And I had a horrible lawsuit, and I needed to reboot my business. And I was like, you know what? Timing's everything. And I got on Housewives that year.
And it really is amazing to see how powerful of a machine the Housewives franchise is. I mean, there are so many women like yourself who've gone on this show and have not only become reality TV famous, but they've been able to go on and create these product lines and have success outside of the reality TV world. Explain to our listeners like how much of an impact this show can have on really expanding your career.
I think you have to understand, It's a business like anything else. I had successful businesses before I got on the show. I was always an entrepreneur. And I know there's no platform like Bravo. There just isn't. It's great for charity. Yeah. It's great to have a voice. If you're going on the show just to get famous, I think that's bizarre. I think it's great for a bunch of different things. And if you're not going to create something that's everlasting, I don't understand the point of it. So, of course, I was like, why wouldn't I not create something that's authentic to me? I think that's what you have to do. Find your niche, find what you really believe in, and you really could create something great.
And even Jenna Lyons, who has had so much success publicly before being on the show in Real Housewives of New York, she even wanted to be a part of the Bravo family.
Yeah, she even understands the platform. I mean, I was obsessed with Jenna Lyons before when she was creative director of J.Crew. She was unbelievable. She had her own reality show already.
Yep.
That was great that I followed. But she understands the platform of Bravo that could accelerate her career and reignite it.
For sure.
It's so impressive.
And you know who's following in her footsteps now?
Yes, I do.
Rebecca Minkoff, you guys, who is joining the cast of Real Housewives of New York. What do you think about that addition? Another fashion girl in the mix.
Yes, I think it's very, very interesting. I think Rebecca also could see that it could probably reignite her career. Get a broader audience. I mean, listen, there are a lot of people who aren't in the know, like yourself, myself, who don't know who Rebecca Minkoff is.
Yeah.
And I think it could reignite her brand. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It's a great brand. But that a wider audience, a wider platform, just like, I'll tell you truthfully, some people on my cast didn't know who Jenna Lyons was, which I thought was very bizarre.
Wow, that is
interesting. I thought that was really odd.
Yeah, well, I guess not everyone follows fashion closely, but exactly. She is a public figure.
Yes.
She is for sure. Do you watch Real Housewives of New York?
I do watch Real Housewives of New York. I've watched the originals, the OGs, and I watched the new one. And, I love both of them.
They're different.
Right? They're very different.
Apples to oranges, yes, is what I think about it. I like the reboot. I mean, I think for me as someone who's 30 and more in obviously the building blocks of my life, like I can relate a little bit more,
yes,
to these women. But it is interesting to see like how much of an influencer fashion kind of a take now.
The women who are my good friends, Dorinda, Luann, Ramona, Sonia, I know those women. I felt like we were very much in a sorority. They had true bonds, friendship, their old New York. They're entertaining beyond belief. They brought something, a dynamic that was unbelievable. These women, are young and, they're fun, but it's a different kind of thing. Yeah. They don't have the hijinks, yet. But, they're only doing their second season, but I think they're beautiful. I think they're talented, smart, and I enjoy watching them as well.
Yeah, I'm excited for it to come back.
Yes, me too.
Some more fun TV. Everyone talks about sort of the curse of the Housewives on your relationship. You have been married since, you said, 2013. So when you told your husband that you got offered to be on this show, was he hesitant at all for you?
No. Joe was like, go ahead, let's just do it. Because we're going to do our own reality show together. I think our marriage is very solid. We know what we're in it for. We prioritize our relationship. That's really what I could say. Nothing, a TV show is not going to tear it apart. If there was a cheating rumor about us, neither of us would believe it. That wouldn't upset us. That wouldn't rock us to the core. There's nothing, I think, on a TV show that could really hurt us. We were older when we got on the show. We were pretty solid. We did a lot to be together that we would let something like this tear us apart.
So why do you think there are so many of these housewives across different franchises whose relationships just can't make it past the show?
I'll tell you, I think a show is very hard on a relationship becoming a public figure when you hadn't had any fame prior is very hard. Your relationship is under scrutiny. Things come between it. When no one knows who you are and then everybody does know who you are, I think it's very hard. Some people get a very big head. I think you have to stay very grounded and realize that that could go away in a split second. And many people don't realize that. And I think sometimes people, women, will go on this show if their relationship is shaky to start out with because they need something for themselves. So I think sometimes the relationships aren't as solid when they choose to go on the show.
Right, and as we might think
is yes,
when they start.
Yes, exactly. Everything is not what it seems.
Are you as invested in the Kyle Mauricio drama as I am?
You know, that made me sad, but I understand it. That was a very long-term, beautiful marriage. And I understand. I don't think it was. I think regardless, they had a successful marriage. I think a lot has happened. I think it's sad it happened publicly. Yeah, I am, you know, as invested in it to the fact is they have a beautiful family. No one wants to see that break apart.
Totally. It's so true.
But they're still a beautiful family. And they'll make it a new way just to navigate it.
People are saying that, you know, they're kind of forcing Kyle into showing more about her relationship with Morgan Wade as they go into filming their new season. Like, I mean, do you think they could potentially be more than friends?
I mean, I think potentially they could definitely be more than friends, obviously. But, you know, that's for her decision to show.
I think she's going to show whatever's going on there.
I think she's a very seasoned, smart woman. I think she's lasted this long, and she's a lovely person. And I think when she's comfortable enough to show her relationship, she will.
I'm hoping so, because yeah, I'm such a fan.
I know, and I love her.
I do, too. Let's talk a little bit about the business side of you, Marge.
Yes.
So before getting into your mocktail line, you were really in the fashion world. You went to FIT, which I don't know if a lot of people know, and then you developed your own line. How did you go from fashion to mocktails?
Well, I've been in licensing a very long time. I was in the Garment Center at FIT. Then I had my own company, Macbeth Collection, which was really home. And it was very monogrammed and very preppy chic. We sold all over the Hamptons. We really sold everybody. We're on the O list 6 times. And that then I started licensing the brand out. So we're really in the mass market. We're in the Burlingtons, the Walmarts, the TJ Maxxes of the world with all different products. We have a beauty line, Candy Couture, in Walmart for a very long time already, many, many years, that is still there. That's very strong. But I get paid on royalty. Mm-hmm. I rely on other people's distribution. And it's a great business model because there is not a lot of risk. Right. But during COVID, some of the companies that I was licensed to aren't any longer in business. My luggage license, that was great, went out of business, things like that. And I said to myself, I have to own something again, myself, Lexi and I. And what is authentic to me? And I said, what's authentic to me is really I don't drink. And that's my superpower. I don't drink. And I never drink. And many people like yourself, Sydney, don't drink. And there has to be an alternative that we could party with everybody else. And that's how I went into beverages. Now, I knew nothing about it, by the way. It's a male-dominated industry. It's hard for a woman to break into. And I learned a lot. I made mistakes. I self-funded it. We came out with the flavors ourselves, and Lexi and I learned on the fly, but I felt like I have to do something that's authentic and that I believe in and I'm passionate about.
And now I read that you just got a partnership with the White Sox team.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, the stadium and Major League Baseball was not on our bingo card, yeah. But someone that we work with met someone in an airport, and they were like, we're looking for a mocktail line. And they were like, you know, I know these great women. They have a mocktail. We flew out to Chicago. It literally felt like it happened overnight. We did a deal with Major League Baseball for the Chicago White Sox. I mean, and it happened. And it was unbelievable. I was very excited because we're the first mocktail in guaranteed rate. That's where the White Sox play. Yeah. We sponsored them. It's fabulous. There's options there for people who don't drink. They could spike it there. And I think this is going to be the trend. We're going to be working with other stadiums as well. I threw out the first pitch at the White Sox game. I don't know how to throw a baseball.
How amazing was that?
I had to take lessons because I was like, I'm not going to have the crowd boo at me. I'm not going to publicly humiliate myself and look like a loser. I made it to home plate, which was a big deal. So I was very happy.
How cool.
No, it is cool. I did a lot of bucket list things. So it was a big deal.
I feel like when you want something, you do whatever it takes to make sure that that not only happens, but like you nail it.
Yes, we are determined. I am very determined and scrappy. We don't like to take no for an answer. I don't like to embarrass myself.
I understand that.
I think you're very similar. You're determined and you're young. Look at everything you've accomplished. But I think women in general, when they put their mind to it, can achieve a lot.
No, I appreciate those words. You know, I try, right? And I think that's the whole piece of it, too, that a lot of people don't talk about. You have to try. I think a lot of people expect that you go on a show like Real Housewives or, you know, I go on the Today Show back in the day and things just happen. Yes, those things help, but it's what you do with those platforms that really impacts the outcomes of your career.
Yes, there's no overnight success.
None.
You did so much legwork to get here.
10 years worth.
Yeah, 10 years worth. And yeah, exactly. 10 years of an overnight success. And that's what it is. And I've worked my whole career and I've reinvented myself numerous times over and over again. So, you know, I think people don't give anybody enough credit. When they see they're successful, they're like, oh, they're lucky. No, it's hard work. Yes. Luck is hard work.
Totally. What do you say to the women and men who say, I really just dream and wish that I could be on a reality show? What would you say to them?
Be careful what you wish for. No, I say if you want to be on a reality show, pitch an idea, try, you know, there's plenty of reality shows that are looking for people. There's the Big Brothers. There's, you know, all these different things. But it's also, it's still a job. It's not everything it's cracked up to be. You have to have very, very thick skin. And be aware that you're up for public scrutiny. You'll never have an ounce of privacy again.
That's not easy.
No, it's not easy. A public life is not an easy life. No. I mean, I love it. I'm very blessed. I'm not complaining about it. Yeah. But it is a combination of heaven and hell.
There you have it, heaven and hell. I'm looking at you and I'm like, you look so stunning and everyone will be able to see but we're doing this video recording. Are you done with the pigtails? Is that done?
No, I still wear pigtails. I'll wear them on the weekend. I still wear them when I go out. But I change my hair. I wear different hair pieces. I change up. I feel like I'm always in theme or costume.
But this should be like your new go-to, like this top knot.
Oh, you do? I love the top knot. Now, Joe doesn't love the top knot as much.
Well, are we doing it for Joe?
No, I do it for me. I do it for me. I do it for me. I love the top knot myself.
Yeah, it looks really good. What would you say that people don't get to see about you on television?
This is the one place where I am sensitive. I keep my private life private. Yeah. And people attack me a lot for that. I raised my 3 stepchildren from my first marriage. I do have a biological child. Joe has 2 children. And we keep that very, very private. And then everybody thinks they know what's going on. They constantly say to me, your kids hate you. You know, crazy things like that. You don't have a kid. Your family can't say, you know. Because I keep that off social media.
Why do you do that? Why do you keep
that? Because my children didn't choose to be public figures. They don't want any part of it. The social media could be very, very cruel. I don't need them harassed or judged. I chose that life. They did not choose that life. And, you know, it keeps it a little precious. It really does. And there is a little part of me that I need to keep sacred. And I realize that. Early on, when I went on the show, I explained I did leave my first husband for Joe. Mm-hmm. I was very honest about that. I did have an affair, and that happens. That happens in life. And I said I was disconnected from 2 of my stepkids, and immediately everybody makes assumptions and this, that. And I'm even dealing with it now. You'll see by the time this comes out, the episode will air. The father of my kids died suddenly. It'll be a year and a half. And, you know, I grieved on the show because it was coming up on the year anniversary. And people are like, how could you grieve about someone you cheat on or that you left? Well, he was still the father of my children. We were married 20 years. We spoke every day. And people are like, well, we didn't see that. Well, no, I kept my private life private for the sake of my children. And I think that's the one thing that people don't see. Wow. But that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have boundaries in life. And just because you choose to be a public figure doesn't mean you have to be public about everything. It's protection.
And I think I have to protect certain things so my kids can feel safe and I feel safe. And my kids are grown adults. I mean, some of my stepkids are older than, Most of them are older than you. My ex-husband was 20 years older than my son's a little younger than you. Yeah, you have to keep certain things private for your mental health.
You have a lot of wisdom and strong words. And as I'm listening to you here, and we've talked before, like I said, it's on your podcast, but every time I speak with you, I feel like I take something away from you. No, really, that's a little different. And I'm very much inspired by my mother, and I know that you have a very close relationship with your mom. What is the best piece of advice that your mother has passed down to you?
I think my mother, Marge Sr., has said a lot of things to me, but the one thing is that she was always, don't ever change who you are. She never wanted me, she was never a dream squasher. If whatever I said I wanted to be, she was like, you can do that. And I think that's what it is just like the constant encouragement. And that was the best advice she ever gave me. It's just like, just go for anything, just go for it. She was never a person to say, that's not possible, don't do that, have a backup plan. She wasn't that person. And I think that's really what gave me a lot of confidence. Because people are always like, how do you get confidence or feel secure? And I mean, listen, Marge Singer, you know, I publicly, you know, said in my book, she drank too much, she did this, she did that. But I always felt very loved and very supported. And I think the best piece of advice, which I think made me a better mother and things like that, is just, was always be supportive of people. Don't like be a dream killer. You know, always give people the encouragement that they could really do what they want to do. And I think that was a big part of what I learned.
Was there one moment when you look back that you realized, I've made it. I've done a lot, if not everything, that I've wanted to do?
No. I never feel I've made it. I know I've achieved a lot of success, but I never feel, I think entrepreneurs and people who are very driven never feel like they've really made it.
Do you think that's what keeps you so humble?
I think that's what keeps me going all the time. I always just feel like, well, there's always something more. I always have a goal and there's always something more to achieve and there's always something more to do. I feel very grateful. I've done a lot of beautiful things, but I never feel like, wow, I've really made it.
Interesting. Yes. I do resonate. I do think that is a problem that comes with being an entrepreneur. You're always looking to achieve the next thing.
Yeah, I think I feel content and happy that I have a beautiful life. I love my life. I mean, listen, I've been on the balls of my ass and I was still pretty happy. Like I'd wake up smiling. I was in a good mood and I would laugh about it or whatever. Is I'm like, oh, you know, this too shall pass. And it does. Yeah. You know, things always get better. But, you know, I have great things. I've achieved a lot. Lexi and I, like, even when we're at the baseball stadium, I'm throwing out the first pitch and all these great things. I'm like, oh, but we got to do this. I think it's important to stay hungry.
And you're hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry with you. We're hungry girls, right? Marge, I want to play a game of rapid fire with you.
Okay.
Are you ready for
Yes, I'm very ready.
Okay. By the way, even though Marge is a Jersey girl, she still loves the Hamptons, which is what's prompting this next question.
Yes, by the way, I'm a very big Hamptons lover.
You are.
Much more than the Jersey Shore.
What is your favorite Hamptons restaurant?
Oh, my God. Okay, now here we go. That's a very hard one to say. I love Sen. I mean, I'd say Sen.
Shoes or purses?
Shoes.
Favorite mocktail flavor from Soiree?
Oh, the Cool Breeze. It's the cucumber, mint, lychee, and elderflower.
That's so funny because that was the one I gravitated towards.
Yes, though the margarita is the bestseller and named after me.
Yeah.
Cool Breeze is my favorite.
Tastes the best. Okay. Beach or pool?
Beach.
What is your purse essential?
Lipstick. Kim K, Charlotte Tilbury.
Morning person or night owl?
Oh my God, night owl. I hate getting up in the morning.
I feel ya. What is one fashion trend that belongs in the past?
One fashion trend that belongs in the past. I could probably think of I don't love Bermudas. I'm trying to think on what people wear, but I can't stomach them. I'll tell you what, a lot of plastic surgery trends I hate. I'll tell you what big trend. That overly filled lips. Overly filled lips, not my jam. I mean, listen, I've also had a facelift. But I was going to say, overly filled lips. A little filler in the lip is fine. But when, you have those huge, big lips, not a good look.
Time to deflate.
Yeah, time to deflate. I don't know how this came into trend. And the overly filled butt.
Yeah.
Whose bright idea was this?
I don't know.
Changing your body, that's the trend I don't like. Changing your body to fit a trend. It's not natural. But the whole point is plastically surgery, you know, overly filling your butt to be in a trend, to look like something you're not. That's a weirdo thing.
Yeah, you've got to embrace your goods that you have.
Yes, embrace the goods you have.
Last but not least, what is your favorite dessert?
Oh my God, anything chocolate. Anything chocolate. I love chocolate dessert.
Yum, same. That was so fun. Thanks for playing. To wrap things up with Marge, tell us, what is next for you? Summer is here. What can we expect?
You know, there's two things to expect. I am working on doing vacations with Marge and Joe.
What does that look like?
We are going to be doing some kind of tour thing, which is kind of fun. We're doing travel with Marge and Joe to Italy. We're working with a company called Craft Tours.
Aren't you afraid of super fans?
It's not that inexpensive. No, I'm not actually. You want the truth? I'm a lover of people. So we'll be doing a big trip to Tuscany. Cool. And then I'll be doing a girls trip to Morocco next year. We haven't formally announced that, but I do love to travel. Yeah. And I like, you know, I have like little haunts I like to go to, and I am pretty well traveled. So we're going to be doing some things like that. I'm working at the company, so travel with the Marge. Nice. Which is kind of going to be fun. And then I did something with Luann, which is going to be coming out. I'm very excited. I'm part of her new video, which that'll be coming out soon. I'm so proud of her because she's on her new tour and it's doing unbelievable, the Mary F. Kill tour. And she's such great songs, and she's so talented, and she's so fun. Yeah. And I was happy that she asked me to be part of doing something with her. So that'll be coming out.
How exciting. I know. I told you I saw you and Luann from a distance at the Idea of You premiere. And you can tell if you're going to something with Luann, you know you're going to have a good time.
Oh, my God. Right? She is such a good time.
Everyone needs a Luann.
Everyone needs a Lou. And everybody needs a Marge. A friend like a Marge.
Yes, you do. Well, Marge, thanks so much for being here at All the Buzz.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And I can't wait to be with you this summer.
Yay, me too. And before we go, we've got to take a sip of soiree. So let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's make sure.
Cheers to a good rest of your season ahead, Marge. And a lot of sun and fun. Fun in the sun, all the things.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to try this.
Okay. Tastes better cold.
It's good. It's very good.
It is good. It's very good.
Here's to a great summer ahead.
Yes.